All right, so I'm through chiding you. Now we'll go to the class, okay? We're on verse 78, okay? What page is that? 38? Okay, so I'll read the verse and then we'll go. By the way, I wanted to welcome Mrs. Anita Hancock. Thank you. Thank you. She was my mother's best friend. All right, here we go. 78. Semni tombe melong la milam luki sugnien shar. The reflection of the body of the dream appears in the mirror of emptiness, the mind as it really is. Gyuken tendel ni dam ni gunche gombe pakcha ki gyunde yongi chale ke nangcham tuni kunki tong. The sleep here is all the ways that things cause other things, how each and everything depends upon another. And then due to the seed within our mind, planted by the time we've already spent getting used to these ideas, we become a master in understanding the entire workings of causation. Everyone comes then to see how things are only apparent. So this is very deep stuff, okay? Let's try to get it down to a normal example, okay? I was in Ireland, I don't know, almost 20 years ago, and I gave this talk, you know? And there was a guy, he was a TV interviewer, and news reporter, and he interviewed me the day before in an Irish pub. And it was very noisy, and it was hard to do the interview. Then the guy in U2 walked in. What's his name? Bono walked in, okay? Then the guy said, "I know Bono," and he just ditched me. And then the next day he came to the talk, you know, and we were talking about apparent causes and real causes, okay? We were talking about what seems to be the cause of things and what's really the cause of things. And then it was very interesting. He stood up in the class. He stood up in the back. It was a small class in Galway. And he said, "Are you telling me that petrol doesn't run a car?" And I said, "That's correct." And he's saying, "Are you telling me that I could get from Galway to Dublin without petrol if I had your seeds in my mind?" I said, "Yeah." And he's saying, "You're telling me that if I don't have the seeds in my mind, but I do have the petrol, I still can't get to Dublin?" I said, "That's correct, you know." Then he got really angry, okay? That's a long story. But anyway, when you start your car, okay, let's take it down to a real example. Okay, when you start your car, when you want your car, you go out in the morning and you have to go to work. Okay, this is important for everybody. Especially in Arizona, there's no subways. Not like New York, right? So you need a car. So you go out and you want to get to work and you put the key in the car and you turn the key. And that's the cause of the car starting. Am I right? I mean, how many people have keys in their pockets right now? No, it seems that way, okay? It seems that way. What I want you to do from now on is to be suspicious, okay? If something only works some of the time. Hi, Mrs. Smith. It's good to have you here. She's one of... Anyway. Then I want you to be suspicious of anything that seems to work but doesn't work all the time. Okay? Like lipstick. Okay? For getting a boy. All right? And I want you to be suspicious of anything. Aspirin for taking away a headache. Okay? If something only works, sometimes, to get you what you want, it's not the real cause. Okay? Get used to that. You've got to get used to that. People have been cheating you your whole life. Okay? Your whole life, the world has been cheating you. And you have suffered for it. Okay? Take an aspirin when you have a headache. Your mother told you that. Sorry. You know, your mom told you that. You know, here, take an aspirin, you have a headache, you know. It was wrong. It doesn't work, okay? Why? Why not? It doesn't work all the time. That's just a sign, okay? Then you have suffered from that. You have sat in your room You have taken the aspirin that your mom told you to take, and the headache has not gone away sometimes. Okay? And then when the aspirin didn't work, and when the headache didn't go away, all you could do was sit there and suffer, right? Or they told you if you wear this special lipstick, you can get boys. And you went out and bought four of them, you know? And now you made sure it was on all the time. And nothing happened. You see what I mean? And then you suffer. It hurts. Or you went out, they told you the key starts the car. And then some morning you go out, you have to get to work, you have a big meeting, and you turn the key, and nothing happens, right? And the car doesn't start. Try to grasp. We're like caterpillars, right? It's like someone talking to a caterpillar. try to understand. That's an indication that those things don't work. If they don't work all the time, they don't work, okay? Would you buy a car that the salesman told you only started 3 days a week? You see, and then you'd say, your friends would say, you're a fool. You know, why'd you buy this car? The guy told you it only works 3 days a week. But you buy aspirin, don't you? And you turn the key, right? It's all a big mistake. It's a major mistake. Those are not causes, okay? Those are not the real causes. If there's a deeper cause present, the key will start the car. If there's a deeper cause present, the aspirin will take away your headache. If there's a deeper cause present, the lipstick will always get you a boy. Always. Always. Okay? You can't even imagine a world where everything works all the time. You're just used to it. You got brainwashed by your culture. You know, you live with it. You sit with your headache and you say, the aspirin's not working today. I'm sorry. You know, and then you sit there for hours and have a headache. It's all wrong. You don't need to. There's causes that work all the time, but you have to find the real cause of things. You have to find the cause under the cause. So there's an apparent cause. What's the apparent cause? The key in the ignition. The aspirin. The lipstick. Okay? Those are apparent causes. But they're not real causes because they don't work all the time. Okay? So what's the real cause? Let's take those three examples. Okay? What's the real cause? What's the reason why your car starts when you do turn the key? What else is there that makes the key work? What's a deeper cause behind the apparent cause? That's a seed in your mind. We talked about it yesterday, okay? You have a seed in your mind. Everything around you is coming from seeds in your mind. When your car starts, it's not the key. It's a seed in your mind that makes you see the car start, okay? That's all. Then your next question should be, how do you put the seed there? Just tell me how to put the seed there. I'll put the seed there. You never have to go to a mechanic again. This could be a problem. Okay? All right? No, I'm serious. Okay? What's the seed? What's the cause below the key that makes the key work? When that's there, the key works. When that's not there, the key doesn't work. The key is the apparent cause. What's the real cause under that? A seed in your mind to get where you need to go. A seed in your mind to get where you need to go. How do you plant a seed in your mind to get where you need to go? Duh. If you want a watermelon, you plant a watermelon. Okay? If you want a seed to get somewhere, you have to help somebody else get somewhere. That's all. It's very, very elementary. The cause is very similar to the result. That's the way it was always was supposed to be. Watermelons make... What did Jesus say? You don't get figs from thistles or thorns from cactus from... I don't know. But you get the point, okay? You don't get a bad thing from doing a good cause. And you don't get a good thing from doing a bad cause. Jesus said that. It's very powerful. He said a lot of things about seeds. That's one of the most important ones, okay? You don't get something from a cause which is not similar. You can't get a watermelon by planting a mango. It will never happen. That's good luck. That's good news, you know? Otherwise, farmers would be sitting there in the Starbucks, you know, and you go and you're listening in on them. They say, hey, Henry, you know, what'd you plant this year, you know? I planted cotton. You know, what'd you get? Bananas. you know, and then they all rotted, you know. We're in Phoenix. I mean, they don't grow so good here. You know, like, no, it's be thankful for little things. You know, when you plant a cotton seed, you will get cotton, okay? No, it's a miracle of life. Something in the genetic of the seed creates cotton. It's very lucky. You don't get a mango and you don't get bananas, okay? That's good news. If you want to get somewhere, that comes from a mental seed. Mental seed can only be planted with another person. That means you must supply transportation to other people. Okay? You must supply transportation to other people. Give people rides, you know? Especially people who are in trouble, they don't have, they can't get places. We talked today about transportation. What was that? The prison we serve in has prisoners that are imported from California. It's a private corporation. They built it in Arizona because it was cheaper here. So they take the prisoner, California pays them, and they ship the prisoners to our prison. So they're all from California. And then their families can't visit them because they're poor, and they can't afford the gas, and they can't afford the airplane, you see? And so we're talking about doing a program. We talked with the chaplain of the prison, and we're going to make a separate corporation. Whoever wants to do it has to raise their hand right now. Quick, quick. You're already doing one. Don't be selfish. Oh, Kevin? He's a roach. He will do it. My nephew. Okay, so he's going to start a separate 501c3, it's called. And he said it has to be a separate corporation. It can't be mixed in with your church. And we'll make donations to it and supply gas money to families who want to get to, you know, the prison in Arizona to see their families, okay? Then we have to figure out a way to screen out gang members who want to get instructions from the gang leaders. Okay, we'll work on that. But that would be a cause to have your car work all the time. That would be a cause to have your car work all the time. Don't worry about maintenance required. Don't worry about the fluids and the lube, you know, and don't check the tires, okay? If you want the car to work all the time, help someone get somewhere. Help him do his prison family visit transportation project. Got it? That's a seed that you plant in your mind, and that causes you to see your car working. It's very cool, okay? You can save a lot of money this way. Okay, then you can donate it to his project. All right. You have to try to grasp that. All right, it's a whole new way of thinking, and it takes training. What did he say here? Get used to these ideas. You become a master. Okay, so get used to these ideas. Where things are coming. Okay, lipstick. What makes lipstick work? Help a lonely person. Find a lonely person and serve them. Help them. Okay. Then go into Sephora with your eyes closed and pick out anything your hand touches. It will work. Or you can go natural, save some money. Okay? I'm not kidding. Why does natural work sometimes? Why does pink work sometimes? Why does glossy work sometimes? Why does matte work sometimes? You know? It's all random, okay? I'm giving you the secrets. It'll save you a lot of money. You can go to Duane Reade and get your Walgreens and get your lipstick. Because it'll work fine. That's not the real cause. That's the apparent cause. The real cause is helping a lonely person. Then go buy some, you know, chapstick and put it on, you know, and it will work. Got it? I'm trying to teach you the workings of the universe right here. Okay? What was the third thing we were talking about? Aspirin. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Yeah? Watch other people at work, see if they go like this, and for once in your life, pay some attention to somebody else's headache. You see what I mean? Like, we don't pay as much attention to someone else's headache as we do to our own headache. That's human nature, and that's why we suffer. That's human nature, and that's why we're not happy people. We have to reverse human nature. Okay. You can reverse it when you realize that it's enlightened self-interest. The Dalai Lama calls it enlightened self-interest. It's in your interest to help people with headaches, because then you will create the cause for aspirin to work every time. Try to get used to the idea of something working every time. Your car never doesn't start. You never don't get boys looking when you put this lipstick on. Got it? Okay, it's very profound. You never don't have your headache go away if you do this before you take the aspirin. It works every time. It's what the world has been searching for, right? It's the real way to make money. It's the real way to have a great relationship. It's the real way to be healthy, okay? It's the real way to bring peace in the world. Why? The very nature of the truth is that it brings happiness to others. The very nature of the truth is it brings happiness to others. Your car won't work every time unless you give other people rides. If everybody in the world repaired their car by giving other people rides, the world would be happy. Okay? If everybody thought you had to visit a lonely person for lipstick to work, then there would be long lines outside of nursing homes of people waiting to see the lonely people. You see what I mean? What was the other example? Aspirin. Like people would be mobbing the hospitals to help people. Okay? The nature of truth, the nature of the way things really work, is that if everyone understood it, the world would be a totally peaceful and beautiful place. Because everybody would be fighting to serve other people. General Motors, to raise their stock prices, would be competing to give cars away in Africa. Why? Because they want their stock price to go up. Okay? The nature of truth is that it eventually brings peace in the entire world. It's very beautiful. You know, you start acting this way, you're creating peace in the whole world. It's very interesting. You start fixing your car by giving people rides, then there will be peace in the world. It's very beautiful. That's the nature of truth. And that other thing you've been doing is not truth. And you fight, you go to the mechanic and you fight and you check the warranties and the guarantees and you struggle to get the tuning right. These are all false, and they make you unhappy. It's a hassle to go there and do all that stuff, okay? Standing there trying to pick out the right cosmetics is a waste of time. It just gives you a headache, okay? It doesn't work, and it makes you frustrated. The nature of things that are not truth is that they cause you problems and worries and frustration. They create all the wrinkles on your face. You go to the cosmetic store. I had this boss in the diamond company. She would fly to Japan to go to Takashimaya cosmetics store in Tokyo. I had to stand outside with the suitcases for 4 hours. And she would go inside and buy these, you know, $1,000 lipsticks and stuff, you know. And I'd be standing there. And then she'd come out, you know, and I'd look at her and I'd say, in my mouth I'd say, you look great. In my mind, I'd say, you're 4 hours older. Okay? All right. That's the difference between an apparent cause and a real cause. Start dealing with real causes, okay? Can you throw away the apparent causes? You don't have to. Should you still do yoga if what really brings you strength is serving other people's bodies? Yeah, you can do yoga, because then it has an instrument through which to come to you. Should you still have a key for your car? Yes. Then the seed will have an instrument through which to reach the car. You see what I mean? Later you can throw away your key, when your seeds are strong enough. But for now, keep the key. Keep doing yoga, and take the aspirin. Later you can throw out the aspirin, right? Jesus is walking into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. And his disciples are nervous because the population of Jerusalem, who's going to crucify him shortly, like all politicians, it switched. But anyway, they're all cheering for him and saying, "Oh Messiah, oh King." And then his disciples are saying, you know, don't say that kind of stuff. The Romans don't like that kind of stuff. Don't make a fuss about him. The Romans will do something, you know. They're all nervous. And the people throw palms on the ground in front of him, you know. And he hears the disciple telling the other disciple, tell the people not to yell king. You know, and Jesus says, don't bother. And they say, why? And he says, if they don't yell it, the stones of the street will yell it. Okay? Can't stop it. The seeds are there. If they don't say anything, the stones will yell king. You know? So there'll be a time when you can start your car without a key. And you can be healthy without doing yoga. But for the time being, you got to start, plant your seeds, and then you still need the instrument to bring the karma to you. Okay? You still have to take an aspen, but now the aspen will work every time. Later, you can just throw out the aspen. By that time, you won't be having any headaches. Okay? All right. Where are we on? Verse number 80. Ready? Chedan sepe tunani, dun la yopa nge matong, chung yang semni rangle chung, tim yang semni rangla tim. I want you to repeat this because it's very famous. Okay, you ready? Just pretend you know Tibetan. I'm tricking you. In three lifetimes, you'll be studying Tibet with me. Okay, say chung yang, semni, rangle, chung, tim yang, semni, rangla tim. When we examine things, that is, when we awake, then we see that nothing exists in and of itself. He's talking about lipstick. Okay? It doesn't work in and of itself. It needs the other power behind it to work. Got it? And the key. Things do happen, but we understand that they happen from the mind itself. Things do fade away, but we know that they fade from the mind itself. He's going to sing that song over and over. Things do happen, but we understand that they happen from the mind itself. Things do fade away, but we know that they fade from the mind itself. I'd like to talk about it in terms of finding a partner, okay? So let's say you don't have a partner now, okay? And you want to find a partner. You'd like to find a nice partner. In this system, you don't go to a yoga class and look for somebody. In this system, you don't go online to look for someone. Those are like the key. Those are like the aspen. Those are like the lipstick. Do they work? Sometimes. Do you still need to do one of them? Probably. But load it first. Put the power behind it first. And then it will work. Go to anywhere. Doesn't matter. Go to the grocery store, you'll meet him. Okay? Go to a bathroom at a convenience store. Okay? Sit in your house. Something will happen. Okay? Plant the seed and somebody will come. And it will never not come. They will never not come. Okay? It's very beautiful. What happens when you're sitting? You plant a seed for a partner. How? Go to a nursing home. Help somebody who's lonely. Right? Why? Because that's similar to the result you want. You want a mango? You have to plant a mango. Okay? I don't want to be lonely. Okay, so go help somebody else be not lonely. Got it? Plant the seed to not be lonely. Then go to Starbucks and sit there. Make sure the table has an extra chair. Okay? No, I'm not kidding. You get good at this stuff, the world gets kind of magical. Like, you just sit there and you're like, he's late. You know? No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I can tell you many amazing stories. Like, I don't know. We were in China. We were in Guangzhou, southern China, where all the stuff in the world is made. And you don't even know the name of the city. But everything in this room was probably made in Guangzhou. So anyway, they needed some money. We gave them, in the morning we gave them, I forget, we gave them like $30,000 or something. And then we had this, the flight had to stop in Taipei on the way home that afternoon. So our crew, our Diamond Cutter Institute crew, we did this very special, you know, intention, and we gave the money with intention, and it was bad. We didn't have that much money, but we decided, you know, we'll do an act of truth. So we laid the money down, and we were all going like, oh, money pay me, oh, money pay me, you know, and then we got on the airplane, and it stopped in Taipei, and we got out to change planes. Somebody met us in the airport and gave us much more money. Okay. I mean, if you get good at this stuff, it's kind of miraculous. Okay, so you can plant a seed for the boy by helping someone at the nursing home. Okay, and then you sit in Starbucks, He walks in the door. There's no other chair available in the whole place except the one next to you. Okay? Did he walk in the door? No. Okay? What happened? The seed opened in your mind. The seed from visiting a lonely person opened in your mind. And a small image of a boy or a man or whatever is opening within your mind. A small karmic seed is opening within your mind. He's an image in your mind. Okay? He's only an image in your mind. Does that mean he's an illusion? Sort of. Is he still real? Yes. Why? Those little pictures are really darn good. Okay? Those pictures can kiss you. I'm not kidding, okay? That the test of reality is, can he kiss you, okay? Does the image create something that can kiss you? Yes. Then it's real. If it functions, it's real. It's an image in your mind, but that makes it real. That's why it's real, if you want to get nasty, but we're not going there. Okay? This image comes into your mind, and then he can kiss you. That image can kiss you. It's real. That means it's real. Okay? He can spend your life with you. You can spend your life together. Right? But, and that's why he's talking about things fade away, but they fade away from the mind itself. What's he talking about? We're talking about after 6 months, you have your first fight. Right? You know this cycle if you've been on this planet more than 10 years. Okay? You meet him, you say, now he's the one. He's not like that last one I had, you know, who's now he's a real schmuck, you know. Now I know enough to pick a good one, you know. How many times? But anyway, now I got the real one, you know. And then after 6 months, you have your first fight. And then after 8 months, you're bickering constantly, right? And after a year or 2 years, if I ask you who's the person you most hate in the world, you know that, okay? You know from experience. If the person you feel most uncomfortable to be in a room with in the whole world is someone that you used to love the most, and you broke up, right? That's just the way life is, okay? What's happening in terms of seeds in that year, okay? This is something you have to appreciate. When a seed of a tree opens, like a grape tree or an orange tree in Phoenix, right? The seed opens and a sprout comes up and then the tree starts to grow. When the tree is like this high, where is the seed? Where's the original seed at that time? It's gone, okay? Get this. The growth of a thing kills its seed. Okay? The growth of a thing kills its seed. In Tibet they say, rang rang ki kyo di, rang rang ki shiwe kien yin. What kills you is that you were born. Okay? The fact that you were born is what kills you. And the growing of the tree kills the seed for the tree. All the energy of the... Here's some water. All the energy of the seed has passed into the tree. And then the tree gets old. And the tree dies. Okay? I used to beat myself up about all the bad relations I got into before I finished college. You know, I thought, oh, I'm a bad person. You know, I always start fighting with this person. And then after a year, I hate them. I'm a bad person. I thought, oh, I'm a bad person. I'll become a monk. You know? Then later, dang, I found out it wasn't necessary. Okay. It's not your fault that you have your first argument. And it's not your fault that things fall apart in a year or 2 years or 5 years, okay? It's not your fault. It's just the seed got old. And all seeds get old, okay? So, you know, I've had ladies come to me and I want a boy. I say, go to the nursing home. Meet somebody. Take care of them. By the way, here's the good news. Because the seed is so tiny compared to the tree, you don't have to go live in the nursing home for 5 years to have a boyfriend for 5 years. Okay? You go to the nursing home once every 2 weeks. You spend an hour there. That creates a boy that lasts for about 2 years. Okay? No, because the orange seed is small and an orange tree is big. Okay? That's the nature of seeds. Your body is reproduced from the seeds of two seeds, two cells at the moment of your conception. One sperm, one egg. And that lasted you for 70 years. Okay? Tons and tons of skin. Okay? Really. All right? By the time you die, it's probably a few tons of skin have been reproduced from two cells. Okay? And that's the nature of seeds. You don't have to visit her all day. Go visit her regularly, once a week. So I had people come to me. There's a famous story. This girl came to me. To make it short, she got her boy. You know? I did the marriage. And it was very heartwarming. Then I'm sitting with her in her apartment in New York where we had the wedding. Lama Marut was there and Lama Kimberly came. We had a nice time together, you know. And then I took her off to the other room, the dining room, and I sat her and Stefan down. And I said, okay, how did you get this to happen? And she said, I visited a lonely person. And I said, that lady in the nursing home, yeah, I visited her, you know. Then I'm like, when was the last time you visited her? And she looks at me and she says, well, now I don't have to anymore. And I said, now we got to have a talk. Okay, now we have to have a talk. Okay, why? That seed will wear out. Those seeds will wear out. As they wear out, you will have your first argument. Then you will have your second argument. And then you will split up. And then you will hate their guts. Okay, that's the way it always goes. Because why? The seed wore out. Then I'm like staring at these two guys and I'm saying, they're in their wedding suits, you know? He's all, you know? And I'm like, you have to visit her next week. Okay? Why? You have to roll the seeds over. This is a rollover. What do you call that? Reinvest. You know? You gotta keep creating seeds. Now you have to go together. Now you're a pair. Now you're a number, right? Now you have to go together. You still have to go every week. Okay, for the rest of your lives, you have to take care of somebody every week. You can't stop because the seeds you planted to find him will die and then you'll break up. Okay? You have to keep rolling it over. Okay, if you give away money to get money, when you get the money, you have to give away some of that. You can't stop. It's a pyramid scheme. It's a karmic pyramid scheme. Okay, no, you have to understand that. I would be cheating you if I didn't tell you about that. You got to keep rolling it over, okay? You get some money, you give more. And you just keep giving. By the way, that also helps it prevent from becoming selfish. Okay? You get what you planted, then you are required by the rules of the game to give more of that. And then as you get more, you have to give more of that, okay? So it's impossible to be selfish in this system. You can't stop. You can't eat the whole thing yourself. You have to share it. Otherwise, it will stop. And the guy will hate your guts. Got it? That's cool, right? You're not a bad person. It's just your seeds. Okay. So his image walked into Starbucks, and that image will fade from the mind if you don't refeed it. Got it? That's what he's talking about. When he fades, he faded from your mind. The image faded. The seed faded. Okay? That's what he's saying. Got it? I'm trying to make it relevant to you 500 years later. Okay, here we go. Verse number 81. Nangwan samna landen jo semni tong be chunang du sherab dawe sugnyen shar tangye mba selwa te. We can say that our actions do produce consequences, but only apparently. The reflection of the moon of wisdom appears in the still water of emptiness, the mind as it really is, and its brightness dispels the darkness of all the different mistaken ways in which we see all things. What's the darkness? What's darkness in our life? Okay? It's going and sweating over lipsticks at Sephora. It's taking your car in for maintenance when it sounds bad. Okay? Got it? That's darkness. That's a boo-boo. Okay? It doesn't work. Okay? It's eating aspirin or it's watching ads. It's like standing at new frontiers and and worrying over beta carotene capsules. You know, none of them work. Get used to it. If you've helped sick people, you can go to New Frontiers and close your eyes and pick any bottle you want. And take that, and it will work. You know that. You pay all this, you shell out all this money for all this stuff. You know, my friends are telling me, Geshe-la, you're really outdated. I'm like, why? They said, you're taking ginseng and not chia seeds. You know, I'm like, am I outdated? You know, what's a chia seed? That's the real thing that makes you healthy, you know. Forget the ginseng stuff. We're onto chia seeds now. It's much more advanced, you know. Then they pour it in the blender, and then I start to drink it. No, don't drink it. Wait 15 minutes. Like, I'm thirsty now, you know. And then it makes this gooey stuff, like those Japanese, what are those little balls in the shakes? Tapioca ball shake. It looks just like a tapioca ball shake. None of this stuff works, okay? Chia seeds don't work. Ginseng doesn't work. It's just all a big scam, okay? Take care of other people. Make them healthy. Then go and pick anything you want, you know? Why do those people on the subways in New York, they're sitting there drinking Cokes, and they look so great. And I'm like, man, what's wrong? You know? It's not in the Coke, and it's not in the chia seed, and it's not in the there's nothing in the ginseng that can help you, and there's nothing in the chia seed that can help you. It's all just apparent, you see? Get to the real cause. Then eat whatever you want. I would eat something cheaper than chia seeds. Okay. All right. Then he's talking about the reflection of the moon of wisdom appears in the still water of emptiness. Okay, we got to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Then maybe eventually we'll take a break. The reflection of the moon of wisdom appears in the still water of emptiness. Now we get into something subtle, okay? You can't understand this stuff that I'm talking about unless your mind is in a good frame of mind, okay? It's not possible, okay? If your mind is upset, if your mind is too busy, if your mind is jealous of someone else, if you feel a little angry at somebody, and I get up here and tell you these secrets to the universe, you won't hear them. Okay? You can't hear them. First, you must make your mind still. Okay? And they talk about the moon. They say when the moon reflects on a lake, it's only because the lake water is still. And if there's a wind and there's lots of ripples, and the moon is reflecting on that lake, you won't see, you'll just see scattered pieces of light, right? To see a still harvest moon laying on the top of a lake, that lake must be still. There can't be any wind, okay? It has to be still. For it to reflect properly on the surface of that lake, the lake cannot be stirred up. These ideas are the same, okay? If your mind is at peace, if your mind is clean and still and quiet, you will understand what I'm saying and you will use it. And if it's not still and quiet, you will sit there and you will understand what I'm saying, and tomorrow morning you'll go out and buy some chia seeds. Okay? No, I'm not kidding. Okay? You can see, I spend my life doing this. Some people listen. I counseled a lady last night. She had a miscarriage. Okay? So I had a guy in Ireland. He had two miscarriages. Then he came, he flew to meet me in, where was that? Vienna. And I counseled him. And they just had their baby, big fat Irish boy. He said, Geshe Michael, I also want a boy. I already have a girl. You know, and so he's like specifying the gender. Not just he doesn't want a miscarriage, he wants a certain kind of boy. You know, he didn't tell me how heavy it had to be. But we talked about the seeds for it. He and his wife went and worked in a hospital for children once a week, lightly, but sincerely. And then they gave birth last November, full term, big fat Irish, new Irishman. It's a good thing, right, Kev? So what I'm saying is some people listen to what I'm saying and they try it and things happen for them. Then other people sit there and they understand it and they nod their heads and the next day they're out buying chia seeds again. Okay? What's the difference? It's the stillness of your mind. Okay? What makes your mind not still? Jealousy. Anger. Okay? Unreasonable desires for things. I like that guy's wife. You know, I'll mess around with her. That kind of, those kinds of things disturb the surface of the mind. And then someone can get up here and tell you how to make $250 million with no training in business at all, and you won't hear it. Okay? You won't be able to do it. Okay? The mind must be still, which means you have to be nice to other people. If you can learn meditation every day, that's very good. Yoga is extremely good for calming down the prana and making the mind still. The more yoga you can do, the more meditation you can do, the more you can contribute to making other minds happy, right? The more still your mind will be. Then these ideas can reflect in the mind. And if the mind is stirred up, you can't. It won't come. Okay? It's very important, okay? So there's other things you have to do. You have to grasp these ideas in a way that you can walk out tomorrow and use them for the things you want, the dreams you have. You got to do some preparation. Your mind must be semi-clean and semi-quiet. Okay? You have to try to do less computer stuff. Try to limit it to like an hour and a half, then take a break. Go walk somewhere. Okay? Like that. Keep your house clean and simple. Don't have junk laying around all over. Try not to be jealous of other people. Try not to be upset at other people driving. Things like that. This preliminary work to make the surface of your mind quiet will allow you to understand these things. And you will try them. Okay? That's the difference. That makes the difference. That's why he's comparing this understanding. He calls it wisdom, right? To the moon. And it can only reflect in your mind if that mind is clean and pure and quiet. Okay? So you got to do some preliminary work to set up the mind. Okay? Otherwise you will listen and you'll understand and you'll go home and you'll be fighting over chia seeds tomorrow. Okay? Alright, got it? I thought I might pause there and see if anybody had any questions. I encourage you to ask questions about your life, okay? Something you want in your life. And this is your chance, okay? The Wizard of Oz is here. And I'm serious. I claim that I can help you achieve anything you dream of. And ask me, okay? If you have a question, ask me. Say it loud, okay, so people can hear.
I've been feeling this thing confinement in my body. And I was just wondering if you can address that. Like, kind of feeling like my body's like a prison almost, and I want to, like, jump out of it. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. But confinement, I feel confined.
Yeah.
What's the karmic correlation for not feeling confined?
Yeah. Actually, the word in Sanskrit, one of the words for body, kar, has kar in it, which it means confined. Incarcerated comes from that. So it is an idea. There is an idea in Sanskrit like that, that the body is like a prison and you are stuck in it, right? You want the subtle answer? I'll give you a subtle answer. Why not? Okay, you got to put on your thinking caps, all right? Listen to this answer. So she has a feeling or she has a perception of her body as being like a prison. Some people say samsara, right? Samsara means the world is like a prison and I'm stuck here. And it's not an unfair metaphor, right? You are born here and it's like a prison and you will die in this prison. Right? Under normal circumstances, a person who doesn't understand the ideas we've talked about today and yesterday is stuck in a prison and will die in prison. You know, you can make money, you can raise a family, you can get a big career, you can become famous, but in the end they all die. What's her name? Whitney Houston, okay? I remember looking at her on television and thinking, she's so beautiful. And she sings like an angel, you know. And I remember thinking, she's the luckiest person I can imagine, you know. She's got the perfect voice. She's got the perfect body. She's totally beautiful. She's totally rich. And she was so unhappy that she killed herself, basically, okay. So it's like, it doesn't matter how successful you are. In the end, it's a prison. And you will die here. You will die in prison, right? Unless you learn this stuff, okay? If you learn this stuff, all bets are off. You can do anything. That's another, what do you call it, incentive. So the way you see your body is coming from how you treat other people's bodies. It's very interesting, you see? Your body is flowing from your mind. Okay? Your perception of your own body is flowing from your mind. If you look down and see something healthy, or if you look in the mirror and see something beautiful, there's causes for that. Those are coming from seeds, right? What's her name? Richard Gere used to support our work. He used to come over to our house in New York, 6th Street. He would, in the summer, he would walk from McDougal Street to 6th Street. So he would wear this, in the summer, he would wear a big scarf and these glasses and a wool cap. And he walks in and he takes it all off and he's like, oh my God. He's all sweaty, you know, and you're like, why are you wearing that stuff in the summer? You know, and he's like, you don't know how bad it is to try to walk down, for me to walk down the street in New York. Like piles of people just follow him down the street. And it's extremely uncomfortable, I guess. And he was miserable. And he has to walk around like this, you know. So he would, why didn't I bring that up? I don't remember. Huh? No, I forget. Anyway. Hang on, I gotta answer. I gotta try to recover this thing. Anyway, I'll get there. It'll come to me. But the way you perceive your own body is also flowing from you, okay? And then you have to take care of the bodies of other people, and then it won't feel... The feeling of it being confining is because in some way you are confining other people. Then you have to investigate your own life and find the seed, okay? That anything you feel about yourself is flowing from you. And it's from something you're doing to other people, which is much smaller than that. So somehow you're confining other people, somehow. And then you have a perception of your body as being confined. And when you stop confining other people, your body will feel free and open. So there's nothing about the body which is confining, okay? You can change the feeling of it being confining by helping other people be more free in some way, like that, okay? It's not true that this world is evil and bad and you have to die in this world. It's not like that. That's also coming from you. I don't know how that relates to Richard Gere, but that's okay. All right, now your question.
Yeah, this is very personal. But, so I have been feeling panic attacks in highways. It's a good thing. I used to help my mom when I was a teenager with her panic attacks. So now I have them. They are different because it's only when I'm on a highway. Like today with the prison thing, I said, oh, I can't sign up for this because I'm not driving to Tucson.
Okay. Yeah.
So, okay.
I'm going to answer it this way, okay? two answers, okay? People come to me, for example, I had a businessman in New York. He owns a company called B&B, Bumble and Bubble. Do you know? You know this company? I don't know. I like their stuff. It's expensive. But he makes shampoos. So anyway, he just sold the company to Estée Lauder. He uses the diamond cutter. He uses our system. He just made $50 million, okay? He sold the company, he's relaxing. He moved to Switzerland, by the way. He built a big house in Long Island. He owns part of a hotel in South Manhattan, and he decided to stay in Switzerland. Okay, anyway. So, we went, trained people in his company. We trained him further. And then at some point, he looks at me and he says, Geshe Michael, I'm doing all this stuff anyway. I've been doing this stuff my whole life. You know? So, then you say, but you have to learn to control the process. Okay? Like people like him, they do this, they are generous, but they don't know why. And they're not generous because they understand it. They're just generous because that's a habit that they were born with. They're generous people by birth. But that can fail when things get hard. You see? If generosity is coming from habit, it's dangerous. Because the first time you don't have enough money, you'll stop. Okay? A person who's trained in this, when they don't have enough money, they will give more. Okay? But those naturally generous people are in a dangerous situation. They're getting wealth, but they don't know why. And then something happens. And they stop. They're Whitney Houston and they're making hit songs, and then suddenly the hits stop. And they kill themselves. Because it's more suffering to have been famous and become unknown than it is to be unknown your whole life. You see what I mean? And they don't know why it stopped. And they keep trying to make new hits, and record labels keep dropping them. And you see what I mean? Then they go into this alcohol and like that. So you can be doing the right thing and not understand it. And that was Michael, my friend Michael, who owns that company. Then he said, well, okay, what should I be doing then? How should I educate my already good behavior? And I said, well, you got to do number four. Okay, what's number four? You know from last night, when you go to bed, right? Yeah. People think you have to meditate like this with your legs crossed. People do yoga so they can do full lotus. Just forget it. Okay, here's number four. Okay? Is your back straight? I don't know. Maybe, but it's an accident. Then I say use your hand, okay? And lay back on your bed. Have a couple big pillows there, you know? And I like to stare at the ceiling, you see? Your daydreams about your boyfriend in high school, those were good meditation. Okay? No, you were concentrating. And you were deeply into the fantasy. You were deeply into the daydream. Then after that, you came to some Buddhist class and they made you sit with your legs crossed and your knees hurt. And all you can think about is your knees. Just forget that stuff, okay? Like lean back like this and let your eyes go fuzzy. No drishti, okay? By the way, it's not drishti, it's drishti. Then just stare at the ceiling, you know? And say, I helped my mom, and I helped other people with panic attacks. That's the best seed to plant to stop my own panic attacks. So you helped your mom, but that was only one seed. If you appreciate all the times you helped your mom before you go to bed, you sit in the bed like this, and you think, by the way, there's no expiration date on those thoughts. It could be 20 years ago. It doesn't matter at all. The seed is still there, okay? And you think, I helped my mom when she had panic attacks, and I'm glad I did that, you know? And that was nice. And then run through all the times. Remember what she looked like when you helped her, you know? Let it play, let the video play in your memory. We were driving in the car, she started to have a panic attack, we pulled over, I gave her a big hug, you know? I gave her a chocolate chip cookie. Then she got all calmed down, and then think of all the details. Every moment, you want to know how many seeds you're planting per second while you do this lazy meditation? Lord Buddha said 65 per second. Spent in the recollection of goodness towards others. 65 seeds per second. I took my mother to the side of the road and I gave her a hug. 650 karmic seeds. That's efficiency. Okay? No, like you helper, it's just a few seeds, but you think. Because you're dealing with at the core of the karmic storehouse, which is the middle of your mind. Karma is stored in the middle of your mind. If you daydream about how you helped your mother, you get 65 seeds a second. It's very powerful. If you fall asleep thinking about her, your mind works on it all night long. You can collect seeds while you're sleeping. Okay? You can snore the night away and create more seeds. It's very powerful. It also helps you to sleep. Okay? Forget all the drugs and stuff. Just think about how you helped your mother. Okay? So my thing about Michael Gordon was he wasn't appreciating himself enough. Okay? He wasn't thinking at night about all the good things he did to help other people. Okay? That's the first half of my answer. I have long-winded answers. I've been told that. What's the second part of that answer? How long do I have to do that on the bed meditation to make my panic attacks go away? What do you think the answer is? Until they go away. Got it? Okay, when should I stop? When they go away. People keep bugging me. They're like, I want a date, Geshe Michael. When is the boy going to walk into Starbucks? You know, how long do I have to do this helping the old person thing? Then I'm like, until he comes. And I'm not kidding. That's the way it is. Everybody has a unique pattern of previous seeds in their mind. Everybody's seeds are unique. And there are billions of seeds in your mind. There are many seeds which might work against the panic attacks stopping. So you have to keep working. You have to help other people with nervousness until they stop. Okay? And that's how long you have to work on it. But because the seed can be smaller than the result, then it's enough if you just look for nervous people all day long. Okay? Like it's enough to go to the store. I go to the store, I remember there was a young man stacking cans in the dog food aisle. I was buying bird seed, okay? He was stacking cans in the dog food aisle. He was nervous for some reason. The cans kept falling over. Then I like hug him, grab him on the shoulder, say, let's do this, you know, and we put the cans together. And it takes like 20 seconds, right? Then you're down to the next aisle. And spending a few moments to comfort a person who is slightly nervous is enough. Because the seed is smaller than the result. It can stop a panic attack that has been going on for 10 years. Just, you see a waiter who's... I had a waiter drop a plate one day and actually reported him to his manager about what a great guy he was. This was in Kiev. You know? And do stuff like that. Do weird stuff to make nervous people feel comfortable. And then sleep on it. And then it will go away. You know what's really bad? I'll tell you, then I'll give you a break. What's really lousy is that this works so well that when I see you in 6 months and I ask you about your panic attacks, you will say, excuse me? And I'll say, you know, the panic attack thing. And you say, I don't remember talking about panic attack, you know? And then I never get any credit. You know, people just... The seed is so destroyed, they don't remember that they had a panic attack. It's very beautiful. Like, you won't even recall. And then you won't thank me at all. Okay. I'll make a few announcements, then we'll take a break. All right, so have some refreshments. Where are they? Out that way? Go that way? Go around that way, have some refreshments. See you in 15 minutes. We'll go till 9:30. Okay? If you need to talk or tell me some terrible thing about your life, come on. Okay. Chia seeds. They went for chia seeds. Okay, we'll start. Let me see. One more announcement, I guess. Two more announcements. Rebecca, what page is it?
Oh, I was just going to write it down here.
What page is it on? There is one. Oh, yeah, help me out here. You look for the page. I'll make this announcement. We have a 3-year retreat going on in... I can outshout you because I have a microphone. We have a 3-year retreat going on in outside of Tucson, Arizona. They need warm bodies to help deliver the food to the retreatants, help go drive to Tucson, go to the health food store, load up the truck with, you know, watermelons, deliver propane. It's a very cushy job. You get a place to stay, which is usually a yurt or a tent. You get free food, like the leftovers from the retreatants. Anyway, it's a highly desirable position. If you have any time to help, seriously, if you can make a commitment of a month or two to just come out, it's a very amazing thing going on. It's 1,000 acres of high desert, and it's 40 amazing people who have gone in for 3 years into a deep retreat. And they built their own cabins. And it's a really special place, and it's a special time in the history of the United States, I think, that this kind of retreat is going on. So if you'd like to help out, please speak to Scott, who's there, okay? And just if you can come out for a week or 2 weeks or a month, it will change your life. People from all over the world have come there and served. And you will really be happy. Okay? Try. The Glendale Center, Casa Jardin, which is on page 20. Okay? Look at page 20. This is a place that we have in Phoenix. There are ongoing classes there. Okay? Whatever you hear tonight will wear off in 3 days. You will need some, what do you call it? Refreshment or reinforcement, and you're welcome to go to the Glendale Center. All the programs are free. They have nice yoga. They have nice classes. If you can't get to Glendale, our crew is teaching in Scottsdale on what days? Sundays from 4 to 7 at You're probably going to want to put that on the projector.
Page what?
What page is it on?
You can email me
and I'll give you directions. Nah, isn't there? Page 27, okay? So look at page 27. That's free classes every Sunday, 4 to 7, taught by our crew in Scottsdale, in case you can't make it to Glendale. Yay. Yeah, you should go, okay? You should learn more. All right. We'll go back to the text. I think we're on, let me see, 82. No, I'm still on 81. I want to say one more thing about 81. There's kind of a weird thing here. It says... the still water of emptiness, the mind as it really is. In Tibetan, it's sem ni. Say sem.
Sem.
Ni.
Ni.
Sem.
Sem.
Ni.
Ni.
Sem ni.
Sem ni.
It's a very strange expression, okay? The mind as it really is. And then we got to talk about that, okay? What does it mean to say the mind as it really is? And then he says that's the same as emptiness, okay? So that's like when you're taking an exam at college and... you don't know the answer and there's an emptiness, okay? Which is hopefully not the way the mind as it really is. So what does it mean to say that the mind as it really is emptiness, okay? And this gets into something very deep. This is very profound, okay? Whether or not you find a partner depends on whether or not you help lonely people. Whether or not your partner stays with you depends on whether or not you stick with the lonely people and help them, okay? Whether or not you're healthy, whether or not you... when you go to a yoga class, you can break your neck or you can get stronger. right? Which happens depends on whether you've helped the sick, okay? Whether you've taken an interest in sick people, okay? Your financial situation only depends on how generous you are to others and on nothing else, okay? That's just the way it is, all right? But those are all outside things, money, boyfriend, your muscles, you know? What about your mind, okay? Is that also coming from the seeds? That's an interesting question, okay? The state of your own mind, whether you're depressed tonight, whether you're happy tonight, whether you're understanding what I say, or whether you're not quite getting what I say, whether you feel sleepy, or whether you feel sharp, those are also coming from seeds in your mind. Okay, it's very interesting, okay? That means you could design your mind for next month. Okay? If you understand the seeds, you can adjust your boyfriend. He's not affectionate enough. Plant some affection seeds. Be more friendly to people on the street, okay? I can't do XXX yoga pose. Okay, don't sit there and try to, you know, go to 6 different teachers and like that. That's not how it's going to happen. Help someone else in their yoga, okay? Like that. Help an elderly person with yoga, okay? Help them do their yoga, like that. But what about the thoughts in my own mind? Does this system apply to things like depression? You know? Think about the thoughts in your own mind, okay? Try to think about this. Are you thinking those thoughts or are you hearing them? Which of the above? Are you thinking the thoughts in your mind or are you hearing them? Because you can't be doing both. Are you the speaker of your thoughts or are you the listener of your thoughts? What do you think? You're the listener, okay? When you say, I hear a thought in my mind, I hear my mind talking, that's the truth. Those words were said a microsecond before the present moment. You're always living a little bit in the past. You're always a microsecond behind. Someone says the thoughts in your mind, and you hear them a microsecond later. It's like the light from a star reaches this planet, right? I heard on NPR there was a supernova recently. Someone observed it with their naked eye. It was the first one in 400 years. And that star has already burned out. It's already darkness there. But the supernova just reached Earth, okay? Your thoughts are the same. By the time you hear them, they were gone. Okay, the speaker is gone by the time you hear them. That's kind of weird, okay? You're not thinking. You are listening to someone else. You are listening to seeds opening up in your mind. It's very interesting, okay? That's why people have such trouble controlling their emotions. Okay, I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be depressed. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be jealous. You can't stop it. Those seeds were planted a long time ago. You are listening to yourself get angry. And you are listening to yourself be jealous and depressed. And how can you stop something that happened a moment ago? Okay? Just try to figure it out. These are all new ideas, okay? I'm trying to split your head open. okay, these are all new ideas. You are listening to someone who said it a minute ago, a moment ago. You're always just listening to someone who said it a moment ago. So who decided what they were going to say? Your seeds. Okay? Your seeds decided. Why do I hear myself getting angry? You made other people angry. Okay? Why am I depressed? You made other people sad. You made other people sad a month ago. That put seeds in your mind for sadness. And now you are watching your mind. You are watching seeds open in your mind for sadness. And you can't stop it. Okay? You can take drugs. You can drink something. You can go for therapy. You can't stop it that way. It was planted there a long time ago, a month ago. And you're just experiencing something. You're the experiencer, you're not the talker. It's very interesting. The state of your own mind was determined a month ago. Okay? And all you can do is listen and witness. And it's sad. That's why people get stuck in depression. They can't stop it. Of course they can't stop it. My lama, okay? Ken Rinpoche, it's really cute, you know? I used to be his attendant for, I don't know, 25 years. I was his slave, okay? No, that's why I get to have slaves now. I had to cook, I had to clean the toilets, I had to drive him around, I had to do the lawn mowing, all this stuff. So then I got to, you know, serve him tea. People would come to have interviews with Ken Rinpoche, like Michael Wick, okay, don't tell him I said it. He's from New York. He would come up and tell Rinpoche about all his problems, you know. And I would be serving tea, or I would be translating when Rinpoche got stuck, you know. So I would listen in on all the stuff, you know. And then Michael would talk for like 20 minutes, and then he'd look up at Rinpoche. You have to sit on the floor. He sits on a easy chair, you know. And then Michael's looking up at Rinpoche for his advice, you know. And Ken Rinpoche would go like this, you know. He'd say, "Michael Wick." He'd say, "Yes, Rinpoche. Just be happy." You know, and then he'd be like, and then I'd be like, you know, and I'm waiting to translate some deep instructions, you know. And then he'd say, "Okay, you go now. You go now, just be happy." You know, and I'm like, then he would go, Michael would go, and I'd sit with Rinpoche and say, "Rinpoche, what kind of advice is that, you know? Just be happy. He's not happy. He's trying to be happy. How can he just be happy, you know?" And he used to really... You can't do anything about the thoughts in your head right now, okay? You have to do things for the thoughts next month. This whole system is about planting the garden for spring and summer in the early spring, okay? And it's hard. That makes it hard because we're not good at that. We're not good at planning for 3 months from now. We live in the moment. We want chocolate chip cookies now. You know, we want a boyfriend tonight. You know, we're not into preparing something for three months from now, but that's the way it is, okay? If you have depression, if you want to know why, what does it mean that emptiness is the mind as it really is? It means your mind, what you hear in your mind, is out of your current control, okay? You cannot control it. It was planted a month ago. Okay? You can deal with your mind in a month, but you can't deal with your mind tonight. It's not possible. Because you are just listening to something that was said a minute ago. How can you change it? How are you going to change that? You can't. It's already spoken. You're just hearing. It's very profound, okay? So if you have a depression problem, find somebody else who's sad, take them out to Starbucks, give them some advice, and then... go home, you know, and before you sleep, think about all the nice things you did for them, okay? Plant the seed. Then I just saved you like hundreds of dollars in medications and psychologists, and they're all going to be out of business, you know? Really, okay? I'm totally honest, okay? It also applies to creativity, you know? I want to be a great artist. I want to be a great musician, okay? I would like to be like Steve Jobs, okay? Do you know what the seed is for creativity? It's very interesting. Some seeds are obvious, some seeds are not. Creativity seed is not so obvious. The seed to be a Steve Jobs is to be happy when other people have cool ideas. But what do? We get jealous. We get jealous, you know. Oh, she just thought up a cool new thing. Oh, I don't like her. You know that? Yeah. No, you feel jealous. I do. My specialty is jealousy. If you want a jealousy class, we could do it for 6 weeks or something. Okay? Some other teacher is giving a good class. No, he's not like me. You know, like that. You know, so you have to understand what your specialty is. You can, they say a fool who thinks he's wise is a super fool. A fool who knows he's a fool is wise. I'm wise. Okay. Anyway. So you can control the state of your mind by planting seeds. Okay, that's what they're talking about. It's not just about your boyfriend, or it's not just about your financial situation. You can control the state of your own mind by reaching out to others and making them happy, taking trouble to make other people happy. If you know someone who's sad or depressed or has insomnia, our habit is not to be as concerned about them as we are about ourselves. You have to get to a point where you understand that if you really want something good for yourself, you must take care of someone else's depression, or you must take care of someone else's anger, or like you must serve someone else, because that's the only way your own mind will change, okay? You plant the seeds for your mind next month now, and then you will hear very pleasant things. Got it? Cool? Just say it's cool. You have to admit it. All right, here we go. All right. '82, '83 is not so hard. Okay. I like '84 and '85. And then we're done, okay? And if we have some questions, think of some cool questions. I want to do '84 and '85 with you. Okay, here's '84. Semdi tombe tagri la chada tumbe da shikshar nelok dondok chepe da takche kedu dokpan di tombe tsiki da chen dang sem tong takchen sopa yi gyuken leke tong dak do marek munsel. There's munsel Ningbo. Where are you? Dun meyin. Okay, dun mei. This is very beautiful, okay? I'll read it in English, then we'll talk about it. The mind perceives the exalted sound, the words of these very teachings, within the canyons of emptiness. But these words themselves, sounds that correct our habit of overestimating how things really are actually just an echo sounding back to us. The mighty roar of the words of emptiness flies to meet the vast canyon walls of the mind of emptiness. And then, because the causes and conditions are complete, the sound of emptiness is born and sounded back. It's all an echo. Everything is an echo. Okay? It's very beautiful. The canyon means in Tibet, if you want a nice echo, you have to go to a canyon. Okay? That's the deal about the canyon. So get this. Your financial situation is coming from how you treat other people. Your health is coming from how you treat other people. Whether you have a good partner or not is coming from how you treat other people. What you hear spoken in your mind at any given moment is coming from how you take care of the minds of others. But where is this teaching about all that coming from? Why did you hear that teaching? You know, you spent your whole life trying to make money by blah, blah, blah. And now somebody's telling you, give money away. And you spent your whole life, you know, going to find a partner somewhere or sweating over which lipstick to wear. Right? And now somebody says, just go to a nursing home. Then wear whatever lipstick you want. Doesn't purple, black. You know, it doesn't matter. They'll think it's sexy. I remembered Richard Gere. Who was his first girlfriend?
Cindy Crawford.
Any other girl with a mole? Yeah. Like that? The guys would be like, you know, she's got karma, you see? She's got karma, she's got a different karma. People think it's beautiful. There was a big deal where people were trying to buy brown stuff and, no, people were trying to get a mole like that. It was a big deal in those days. I remember, now I remember, he and I were talking about it, you know? And, you see, it's just a perception. People's perception of her is that she's beautiful. But she has this big mole there, but they all think it's cute. Or they think it's sexy, okay? Nothing is beautiful, and nothing is ugly. It just depends on how what kind of seed you plant. It's very interesting, you know? What's his name? The artist, Andy Warhol's paintings, you know? Or any musician except Neil Young. Okay, no, I mean, the beauty is in the eye of the perceiver, right? Okay. But now the last thing we need to talk about. How do you make the seed to have somebody come and explain to you about seeds? Because that's the most important seed. You see, what's going to keep the Glendale Center open? What's going to keep Nikki and Johnny O's class going in Scottsdale? You see, what's the seed to have someone turn you on to seeds? Because that one you need more than anything. And if you have that one, the rest will take care of itself. But if you don't have that one, you're in big trouble. What if you go through your whole life struggling over which lipstick will bring a boy? Or struggling to find the real aspirin that really works? In our group, when you say it really works, everybody goes like this. You got to practice that. You roll your eyes. Somebody comes up and says, take this kind of ginseng, it really works. Then you got to practice. Really works. Really works. I mean, nothing really works. What are you talking about? Yeah. It works if you've helped other people. It doesn't work if you haven't. Nothing really works, okay? That's just all... Okay. So what are the seeds to have somebody come and teach you about seeds? Because those seeds are fragile. Those seeds are very fragile, and they are expensive. Okay? 5 minutes of hearing how you could get anything you want is karmically more expensive than years of your life. Okay? Years of a life spent standing and comparing lipsticks and struggling about which nutritional supplement to take are less expensive karmically than 5 minutes of somebody getting up here and telling you the way stuff really works. Okay? So that's a very fragile karma, a very fragile seed. And it is used up in huge chunks. Okay? 5 minutes of somebody explaining to you how to get a boyfriend really could cost you months of hard work. Okay? Each word is expensive. And those words that you hear tonight are coming from whom? They're coming from you. Okay? Try to grasp that. I like this. I like this. Okay? Who invented the guy to stand up here and say these things tonight? You did. Okay? That's very beautiful. Okay? Someone is standing up and telling you something that could save your life. Somebody's standing up and telling you secret stuff that could change your whole life. Any dream you want can come true after tonight. Just plant. Right? But who created those words? It's a canyon. We're in a canyon. That's what he's saying. My words are just an echo. Okay? Who created them? You did. Okay? Each person in this room tonight has paid extraordinary kindness to other people. Okay? And the fact that we're talking about seeds proves it. Okay? You are an extraordinary person. If you made it into this room tonight and last night, you are a special person in this planet, okay? Because 7 billion people are getting up every morning and struggling to make money and struggling to find a partner, and they don't know what they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing, and they suffer. And they take those aspirins, and they only work half time. And they have those headaches, and they don't know what to do. You're different, okay? You came here. You created this talk. You are listening to an echo of your own goodness. You are special people. Anyone who's hearing this kind of information about how things really work, you created it. You created this talk tonight. And that means you're an extraordinary person, okay? You are close to Buddhahood. If you really want to know, okay? I don't know if you care, but... Okay, you are close to being like the next Jesus on this planet, all right? This is a Christian church, and there's a seed that makes you a Jesus. There's a seed that makes you come to a world and teach, okay? If you are hearing this echo of yourself, if you are hearing me echo you back who you really are, you would, if you really understood how close you are, you would be like shaking, or you would be crying right now. You would be weeping, okay? You are close. If you created this talk tonight, being echoed back, wisdom from you being echoed back to you, that means you are very close to being that kind of being. What do I mean? There's a joke in Tibet, they say, don't be a frog in a well. What, that's an old story from India. It's called, what's that called? Hita Upadesha. Hita means benefit. Upadesha means a story. Hita Upadesha means, they are the source of Aesop's fables. They came from India. Aesop's fables, Greek, came from India. Okay, Hita Upadesha. And there's a story about a frog, and he lived in a well, you know. And he was the king of the well. He was the most important person in the well, you know. And then he was like any important person, he was bothering all the other people. And, you know, all the tadpoles and everybody. He's like, I'm the big shot here, you know. You know, you get over there, you know, you do that. And then this crow came to the side of the well, and he looks down, and he says, frog, you know, why are you bothering everybody here? And the frog looks up, he says, I'm the king. I'm the king of all water on this planet. You know, and the crow says, oh, really? He says, yes, yes, look, do you see anybody more grand than me, the frog? Look at this well, you know, I'm the master of all water on the planet. And the crow says, let me show you something. So the crow says, hold on to my bat, you know, and frog climbs on his back and hangs on. And then crow flies to the edge of the Indian Ocean. It's kind of mean. And he lands on the beach. He tells him to close his eyes, you know, and he lands on the beach, you know. He puts him on the edge of the ocean, and he says, frog, open your eyes, you know. And frog goes. And then they say his head exploded right there, you know, because he thought, you know, that well was all the water on the planet, you know. We're the same, okay? It's naive to think this is the only world around, okay? Forget other stars. I mean, what do they say in an inch of the Hubble telescope, there are a billion stars. You know, it's naive to think there aren't other planets, okay? I'll tell you something else. The universe is so vast that somewhere on a planet, there's a bunch of people who look just like you, and they are listening to this same talk tonight. I swear, okay? There's such a place, okay? Because it's uncountable billions of worlds. And the same things are going on other worlds, okay? Don't be like a frog in a well. Don't think, oh, it's our big planet. You know, this is nothing. This is a speck of dust, you know? And it will pass like a speck of dust, right? There are countless planets with beings on them who are just like you and me, okay? They're having this talk tonight on many other planets, okay? And they look just like you, okay? No, because the odds are infinite. It has to be, okay? Then, if you follow this thinking to its natural end, okay? If you find a boyfriend, and then if you find financial security, and then you gain perfect health, then make your body immortal. Mortality itself is coming from you. Okay? You are living on a, what do you call, sub-planet. You're like at a retarded planet. Okay? I'm not kidding. Okay? I'm not kidding. There are planets where they figured all this stuff out a long time ago, and they don't die there. I'll tell you something cool. The word death does not exist on those planets, because there's no thing for it to refer to. There's no such thing as death. They don't. If you went there and you said, do people die? They'd say, what's die mean? Because they understand the seeds, and they live by it. And they don't have problems that we have. They don't have any of the problems that we have, okay? What happened on those planets? Somebody came and taught them. Somebody appeared and taught them, okay? And they changed a long time ago. Nobody on those planets goes looking for a boy online. They just go to the nursing home. No, they just don't even think to go online. Okay? It's a different world, okay? But someone went there and taught them. Like Jesus came to this planet, or Moses, had the same message, Muhammad. So what, one day, if you study these things, you will become like them. You will be like them. Your playground will be planets. You will stop by this planet and teach for a while, and then you will stop by another planet and teach for a while. And you will not have the limitations of this body. Okay? Why can I say that? Because you created this talk for two nights. I'm just an echo. I'm the canyon. You created this talk. I'm coming from you. Your own seeds created this talk about your own seeds. Got it? That means you are very close to being that person who goes to other worlds and takes care of them. Each person here will go to other worlds. Each person here will take care of people on many worlds. Okay? It's in your future. I'm giving you a Chinese fortune cookie. Okay? All right? That's all I have to say. All right? Cook it. Think about it. Keep learning more. Okay? You have to act quickly. People are waiting for you. I'm serious. People are waiting for you. So learn. Learn these things. Okay? And keep going. Johnny Owen next class, or go to the Glendale, or come to Cinco de Mayo. In between the enchiladas, you can learn something. Okay? All right? And this is a beautiful time. We're all very lucky. We're all blessed, right, to be together. And be happy, okay? Like, go home and think about what a good echo you made today. Because I'm just echoing back who you are, okay? Yeah, good night. Yeah. Okay, we meet again, okay?